This is KUT. The election day win of President-elect Donald Trump left pollsters, journalists, and many others looking for lessons learned. Among the men and women who prepare future journalists, there is also some soul-searching. This week, KUT's Maggie Rivas-Rodriguez talked to journalism college students and educators who are looking for answers and perhaps a recalibration.
UT journalism freshman Will Clark watched the 2016 presidential campaign with great interest. Clark and other students had much to absorb. There were problems in polling, in the pervasive use of social media, and in underreported stories.
We kind of grew up in an age where a lot of people distrusted the media. As we go into being journalists, we'll take that self-awareness with us and hopefully realize that the public doesn't have to trust us immediately. It's our kind of duty to build trust with the public.
Clark is right. The most recent Gallup poll shows Americans' trust in the news media is at an all-time low. Overall, only a third of Americans trust the media. Local college journalism educators are worried about the growing reliance on social media.
For the last 3 or 4 years, I've taught about filter bubble, the sort of self-reinforcing world of social media.
That's Jenna Heath. She teaches journalism at St. Edward's University and was a journalist for 20 years before that. She says it's possible that many news consumers, including journalists, get much of their news through channels that include only sources they agree with. And that leads to a false sense that the world conforms to one's own worldview.
If this is the only place you're getting your news and you can unfriend people or unfollow people who don't agree with you, you're really not behaving journalistically. And I think I'm going to reinforce that even more.
At UT Austin's Journalism School, Professor Tracy Dalby said his students started paying close attention to original coverage, reporters doing the kind of shoe leather work that has long been the hallmark of American journalism.
I had a number of students in yesterday who were very critical of social media. Many of them had been following the election results, the returns on Twitter and Facebook. And when they found out that once you separate the kind of electric moments and excitement from the coverage, they felt they'd been kind of bamboozled.
Some journalism professors wonder if there hasn't been a rush to teach digital tools and social media. Are those classes crowding out basic reporting and writing? UT journalism head R.B. Brenner is recommitting to face-to-face reporting.
As this election showed, journalism remains rooted in getting off your phone, getting away from Twitter, getting outside, and reporting in communities and talking to people and people who are unlike yourself.
Some issues have everything to do with economic problems facing news outlets. The news industry has faced deep cuts since about the middle of the 1990s as advertising dollars declined. Employment at newspapers dropped by nearly 60% from June 1990 to March 2016.
One of the fallouts from this election is people saying, we need to have more reporters on the ground out there talking with real people. Well, that's absolutely great and essential, but you have to pay for it.
Students like UT journalism junior Ale Martinez said another factor was evident in the campaign coverage, and she said she was disappointed that journalists too often seem to be taking sides.
As a journalist, you're supposed to be diverse, be open to hear everything that someone's supposed to tell you. You're supposed to be honest and accountable.
And while journalism educators are rethinking how to prepare the next generation to do a better job, there is the other side of the equation. This campaign season also saw a rise in fake news sites. Several journalism professors said there is a need to convey to audiences why an independent news media is essential in a democracy and how to seek out responsible journalism. Perhaps it's time for a news literacy campaign. Because if the public is choosing fake news over carefully reported journalism, all the best work may be for naught. Maggie Rivas-Rodriguez, KUT News.